Good morning. Really good afternoon now. Welcome from all the places you have come where the rubber meets the road. It's time to prepare for worship, so I encourage you to be finding your seats. I have a few instructions regarding communion and also announcement. Let me give you the announcement first. The Committee on Nominations will have a stand-up meeting on the break following worship. Please meet Bishop Ott at the organ at the start of the break, and the organ is here. So if you're on the Committee of Nominations, at the break, at the close of the service, meet Bishop Ott at the organ. We will be receiving communion today by intinction, and we will be serving you. The serving teams will come to the sides and come down the side aisles. What we would like to invite you to do is when each team is in place, the first two rows closest to the serving team stand up. Those of you who are in the first row, head toward the servers. If you're on this side, you'll go to your left. If you're on the bell side, you'll go to your right. When you have served, then just turn immediately around. You're going to come back to your seats through the second row. That means everyone in the second row, you are coming out the other way and following the first row around. So if you're on this side, second row, you'll just come out to your left and follow around. We're just making a big loop, two rows at a time. If someone is not able to walk and would like to be served where they are, please inform one of the ushers or one of the serving teams if they're near to you, and we will be sure that someone comes to serve you. Let's gather our hearts and minds. Let's step off the road for a minute to a place where we might meet someone who walks the road with us, our Savior Jesus. Let's prepare to worship. Thank you.
I call to order the North Central Jurisdiction United Methodist Church gathering for 2012. Let us worship the Lord.
Thank you. voice is calling. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth, in a highway fit for our God. Tell fearful souls, discouraged souls, weary souls, courage, take heart. God is here, right here. Renew our spirits as we gather here today. Prepare us once again to take the road and make a Savior known.
Let us pray. Seigneur de grâce, nous voici réunis ici. Nous sommes venus rassemblés pour t'adorer et pour te louer. Nous avons traversé plusieurs chemins et nous venons de plusieurs sortes de vie. De là, tu nous appelles à être un avec toi. Pendant cette heure que nous méditons et célébrons ton nom et ton œuvre, nous t'invoquons, viens Seigneur Jésus, manifeste-toi parmi nous et sois notre guide. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur, nous prions. Amen.
Tayo manalangin. Mapagpalang Panginoon, kami po ay nagkakatipon-tipon. Nagkakasama-sama sa dakong ito upang sumamba at purihin ka. Kami po ay naglakbay mula sa iba't ibang landas, iba't ibang uri ng buhay, upang maging isa sa iyong harapan. Halika po kayo, Panginoong Yesus. Katagpuin po kami sa landas na ito at maging aming tagapanguna, habang ikaw po ay aming inaalaala sa mga sandaling ito. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Kristo na aming Panginoon. Amen.
Dios de gracia, nos hemos reunido y congregado para adorarte y alabarte. Hemos viajado por muchos caminos, por muchas sendas en la vida que nos llaman a ser uno contigo. Ven, Señor Jesús, encuéntrate con nosotros en este camino y sé nuestro guía en esta hora en que te recordamos y te celebramos. En Cristo nuestro Señor oramos. Amén.
오늘날 니파 이투슬라 우하 가리나바사 이투슬라 가리라나 니파 이투슬라 우하 가르슬라라다 Adadodidisadodidi, alegovarakasaladido, galegmekaskarislegato. Itusla oha ga even olo esete, ogodidi, dinagaravididi, nidivikarakarako otodiligidi. Anikarakotoki set, dedilovanase, iana, nivdiv, alegodi. Give dodi gilamasagarakasate, gasolidive, undedivilidinisala, tusla. Digotasketasita. Give a cotte nisiohala alenega sele caracarazit. Agenesinara adani hedesa etuso. Anicavericidi aletusola. Anicavericisere. Gior consecrate consentia. Iowanaca titisi. Soleti tartos. Iowanicasati. Galoni divi. Agenesite.
Nzambe, kolo ya boboto, pe ya nguya. Tala biso to sangani awa, pe to belemi, pona kokumisa yo. Pe kosanzo la kombo na yo. To uti bipai na bipai, pe to tamboli na lolenge ya bomoye. Oyo esali ete, to koka kozala, bomoko kati na yo. Lokola to sangani awa, pona kokanisa yo, kotombo la bonene na yo, pe kokumisa kombo na yo. Yaka kolo Yesu, pambola biso na esika oyo, pe kamba biso, na kombo na Yesu Masia, mokonzi pe mobikise na biso. Amen.
Gracious Lord, we have gathered, we are assembled, we have come to worship and praise you. We have traveled many roads from many walks of life that call us to be one with you. Come, Lord Jesus, meet us on this road and be our guide as we remember and celebrate you in this hour. In Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
As we remember the ministries of these men and women of God, we shall read their names aloud while a bell is tolled and light individual candles to celebrate their lives on earth and now in heaven. In loving memory, giving thanks to God, we celebrate these faithful servants of Jesus Christ who now rest from their labors in God's eternal realm. O God of all saints, we give you thanks for those who served as episcopal leaders of an annual conference in this jurisdiction.
Bishop Edsel Ammons. Then Duker. Bishops James S. Thomas.
God of all saints, we give thanks for spouses who shared their ministries in this jurisdiction.
Mrs. Alice Kearns.
God of all saints, we give thanks for children, siblings, and loved ones whom we name in our hearts before you.
Eternal God, you see face to face those we remember here. Tell them that we love them, that we miss them, that they are not forgotten, and cheered by the prospect of a day when there will be no more death or parting, and all shall be well, and all shall be one. May they, whom we remember, be amongst the first to welcome us to heaven, until that day when we share in the everlasting feast of Christ's family. Keep us in faith, fill us with hope, deepen our connections through love, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
It happened on a road.
A familiar road.
A road that just then was too long.
Too empty.
Too much like a dead end than the road to home should be. On the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, two travelers were walking and talking.
Walking with steps heavy and slow. Talking with words halting and sad.
Talking about all the things that had happened to Jesus,
to them.
Suddenly, they were no longer walking alone.
A stranger walked along with them, talked to them.
What are you talking about so intently as you walk along? What is so interesting or so urgent that you didn't see me or hear me?
They just stood there with faces confused and sad.
They stood still, amazed at this stranger's question.
Are you the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard what's been happening there these last few days?
What's happened?
The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth. He was a man of God, a prophet, dynamic in work and word, blessed by God and all the people.
Then our high priests and leaders betrayed him, got him sentenced to death, and crucified him. And we had hoped.
We had hoped.
That he was the one sent to save us all. It's now the third day since it happened, and what a day it's been.
Some of our women went to his tomb and couldn't find his body. They said angels told them he is alive.
Alive! So some of us went to check and found the tomb empty. But they didn't see angels, and they didn't see him.
We didn't see Jesus.
You're not very quick, are you? Any of you? Why can't you simply believe all the prophets said? Don't you see that these things had to happen? That the Messiah had to suffer and then only enter into his glory?
So the stranger began to explain it to them.
Began at the beginning and explained the scriptures to them.
That road, so long, grew shorter and shorter. They were home.
That day, so endless, came to an end. It was getting dark.
They stopped
but the stranger looked ready to go on.
Stay with us. The day is nearly over.
Stay with us. The meal is nearly ready.
I'll stay with you.
So he went in to stay with them. He sat down to eat with them.
He took the bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them.
At that moment, open-eyed, wide-eyed, they recognized him, and then he disappeared.
Wasn't it like a fire burning in us as he talked to us on the road?
Wasn't it like a fire burning in us as he opened the scriptures to us?
We've got to go back and tell everyone. So they did. They hit the road. They went back and found the disciples gathered together and talking about Jesus showing up and talking to Simon.
So they started talking too, talking about what had happened on the road, talking about how they recognized Jesus when he broke the bread.
It happened on a road.
A dead-end road, transformed into a highway.
A road that would take them anywhere, everywhere.
A road that would always lead in the end to home.
The Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Jesus the Christ, make yourself known to us as we walk together in justice and in love. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, thou who hast been our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Sunday evening, and again early this morning, I was invited to go walking here in Akron. Sunday evening, it was by a friend, and I hesitated to say yes. And then the voices of my medical doctor and my cabinet and my own voice came back to haunt me. Keep walking. Keep walking. It's good for your spirit, for your body, and for your soul. And again today, early this morning, I joined friends who were walking in downtown Akron. I call it a prayer walk. We reflected and prayed in our conversation for the South Central jurisdiction, and for a friend of mine, Bishop Earl Bledsoe. We prayed for this jurisdictional gathering of United Methodists as we made conversation about all that would take place here. I'm glad to be here. This is the day that the Lord has made. As we embrace the theme of moving forward with Christ, where the rubber meets the road, I am unapologetically Christian and unashamedly United Methodist. I have no jokes to tell, no t-shirts that say I survived General Conference 2012. While there are many of us who are not pleased with all that transpired or did not get accomplished at General Conference, I can think of at least 100 reasons to be thankful for God, to God right now. I can think of at least 100 reasons to be thankful to God for you, for life, for the opportunity of this church to be a means of grace, an incarnational expression of the love of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. A few weeks ago, it seems like yesterday, I was preaching at the Iowa Annual Conference, reflecting on General Conference. And these are the words that I shared. We cannot vote our way up to our kingdom potential. Gay or straight, wealthy or poor, young or old, lay or clergy, we can give ourselves away.
so Christ can use us, bruised or broken, confident or conflicted. Give ourselves away to love enough to lift someone who is down, to pray enough to keep moving forward, pressing our church to face the world outside our doors. But friends, sometimes we get stuck and we forget to keep walking.
That's not good.
Oh, I don't need this. I'm already late.
Somebody will come. Anybody out there?
Do you have a phone?
No. Sorry. Somebody! Hello? There are two people stuck on an escalator and we need help. Now. Would somebody please do something?
Help! 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 Help!
I don't believe this. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm gonna cry.
Well, there's nothing else left to do, is it?
Hello? Hey, don't worry about it. I'll fix it in a second.
He said he could fix it. All right. All right. That's more like it. He says he can fix it.
Not much will happen if we stop walking. Not much will happen if we stop moving, stop praying, stop talking, stop listening, stop dreaming, stop risking, and forget to walk together. We receive the reading and the living out of the walk to Emmaus, a familiar text. Emmaus, 7 miles or maybe more from Jerusalem. The setting of the scripture passage is a discussion about the events of the passion narrative. From the Common English Bible, it reads this way: two disciples were talking to each other about everything that had happened, and Jesus joins them on the journey. Lutheran New Testament scholar Artland Hultgren says this is a story of movement. They are walking. This is a story of movement, at least 9 verbs describing movement. The two are going or traveling. Jesus came near and went with them. They came near to Emmaus. Jesus went with them to stay with them. He vanished from their sight. They got up and returned to Jerusalem. The movements, the walking is not meaningless movement. They point to community and to communion. They point to resolve and to revelation. Our hearts were on fire as he spoke to us along the road. Recognizing the presence of the risen Lord on the journey as he blesses bread and shares it with them. This is a Holy Spirit moment, the walk to Emmaus. Martin Luther wrote that we cannot believe by our own reason or strength, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit does one come to believe. Amen? You may find it strange, bizarre maybe, that I get excited from time to time when I read what our book of discipline says. Let me remind you, paragraph 125 of the 2008 Book of Discipline, which speaks of the heart of Christian ministry. Let you be reminded as we gather as a jurisdictional conference, the heart of Christian ministry is Christ's ministry of outreaching love. Christian ministry is the expression of the mind and mission of Christ by a community of Christians that demonstrates a common life of gratitude and devotion, witness and service, celebration and discipleship. All Christians are called through their baptism to this ministry. So I have two questions for you as we begin our few days together. How is it with your soul on the journey? And I would implore you to ask your neighbor over the course of these several days, and if you're leaving today, ask someone today, how is it with your soul? Where is your passion being pursued? We have been called to a common life of gratitude, devotion, witness, and service, and we've been called to walk that journey together. My wife can hardly watch that video we just saw because of the absurdity of it. But it's a metaphor sometimes for the way we function as a church. The absurdity of some of our self-imposed limitations. Self-imposed limitations. We often find ourselves stuck. Not for lack of giftedness. Not for lack of resources. Not for lack of opportunity. But an unwillingness to move with enthusiasm. In the words of Lucille O'Neal, the mother of Shaquille O'Neal, walk like you have somewhere to go. Those of you who like to say amen, I'm not going to be much longer, so you may want to jump on the train. Walk together with Jesus, who walks with us. Walk together in love and justice and mercy. Allow the Holy Spirit, listen to me, conference. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in consensus and celebrate when we make the right decisions. Let me tell you a story about Thurman United Methodist Church in Southwest Iowa. On an April day this year, a tornado swept through Thurman, Iowa. It's a town of 200. And we praise God today that no lives were lost. But I want to tell you about a right decision that the church can make sometime. A few weeks before that April day when the tornado came through and devastated the school and devastated the farmland and devastated most of the houses in Thurman. Just a few weeks before the tornado hit, Thurman United Methodist Church had a church council meeting to decide if they would continue a long-time tradition of always keeping the church unlocked. Let me say that again. They had a meeting to decide if they would maintain a long-time tradition of always leaving the church unlocked, the only church in town. And they believed that they were to be a church of vitality, they would have to leave the church. And I believe there had been a rash of break-ins, and they met as a church council to decide if they were going to be a vital community church. And they decided that Thurman had always kept its doors open and could only be a vital as a community church if anyone in the community at any time could come in. The day the tornado hit. There was a family that had fled their trailer and was looking for some solid building, some place to find refuge. With only a few seconds to get to safety, they went to the Thurman United Methodist Church and found that the doors were open and unlocked. Made their way to the basement of the church and found a room. I've been there, and there are brick walls, and they found themselves in a closet. And even as the tornado was pulling up the shutter doors from the closet that they were in, their lives were spared. I wish Pastor Jay Johnson was here, but Ed Cowell and Brian Milford are here. They can tell you about this story and about this community. We believe today that because the church was open, Scott and Mary Kesterson and their three little children, Kelly and Kyle and Emily, are alive today because the United Methodist Church was open. Now, some people decided not to come to this meeting. Surprise, surprise. They opted out of the North Central Jurisdictional Conference meeting. Without the election of a bishop, the promise of intrigue and drama decreased. And the questions of why increased. However, as we gather in Akron, Ohio, right now, this very moment in history, children are still dying of malaria. And before we leave, thousands will have died. As we gather in Akron, Ohio, right now, the challenge to focus on vital congregations is more urgent than it's ever been before. While here in Akron, we have ministries to support with a jurisdictional budget. We have a new Episcopal area to affirm and to encourage. We have a bishop who has been faithful, who will retire to celebrate. We have nominations to confirm. While we are here, we can decide at the North Central Jurisdiction by Holy Ghost consensus to lead the charge to help end malaria. The North Central Jurisdiction is leading the whole denomination, and we're not in competition. We just want to be in God's will as we bring an end to malaria. Now, we're doing many good things, but what are those things as a jurisdiction? As we walk together on the road to Emmaus together, that we can do even better. We can decide to maximize the movement and walk together in response to disasters and to learn from each other as we focus on new places for new people. And as one of my pastors from Cedar Rapids, Iowa says, forgotten places and forgotten people. Eboo Patel, and his book says, ideas become reality when the right people commit to them. And the only thing you need to be happy and to find joy is to find something to be enthusiastic about. The only thing you need to find happiness and joy is to find something to be enthusiastic about. So let's keep walking together. Not away from the hard places. Let's keep walking together, not away from those who are on the margins. Let's keep walking together, not away from the reality that we don't always agree with each other on everything in the church or in the discipline, and we ought not be ashamed to say that that is so. Let us keep walking together in the awesome presence of God as Christ walks with us. When I was in Nigeria 2 years ago, I asked the pastors to tell me why the church was still growing. And here's what some of the pastors said to me. They said, we keep going where the people are and where the water and the word is needed. Let me say that again. Why is the church growing in Africa when they don't have a jurisdictional budget to approve, and they don't have endowments and foundations. And they said, we keep going where the people are, where the water is needed, and where the word needs to be preached. You are touching lives today in the United States and across this jurisdiction, all around the world. Marvelous ministries are being impacted by the ministries of your local congregations. One of the things that one of the African pastors said to me, in America, you complain too much. I'm a witness. When it's too hot, hello, when it's too hot, we complain. When it's too cold, we complain. When a worship is too long, we cut it short. If it's too loud, we hush it up. If it's too unusual, we want to straighten it out. With some exceptions, only a few exceptions, too often, we are more like the church spoken about in Revelation, the 3rd chapter. Laodicea. Lukewarm. Not too hot, not too cold, lukewarm. We have so institutionalized lukewarmness in the United Methodist Church that we think lukewarm is normal. But what is the testimony of the Emmaus Road? The testimony of the Emmaus Road is that our hearts were on fire when Jesus spoke to us along the road. Not lukewarm. Our hearts were on fire when Jesus revealed himself to us along the road. My Nigerian colleague said it in many ways, but this is one thing that they've said, and I continue to believe myself. They said, when we proclaim the name of Jesus, we expect something to happen. Preachers, you can get quitting off your mind. Just preach the name of Jesus and expect something to happen. The Lord is risen, so we are moving forward with Christ. And when we are willing to walk together, when we are willing to walk together as sister and brother, as clergy and lay, when we are willing to walk together, we don't wait till Easter to declare that Jesus is risen. We don't wait till Christmas to sing and bring joy to the world. We don't wait till Pentecost to proclaim the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of prayer, or preaching good news to the poor. Let's keep walking together. Let's keep walking together, remembering that the heart of our ministry is Christ's ministry of outreaching love. May it be so. May it be so. In the words of the Negro spiritual, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
On the Emmaus Road, Christ fed his disciples' minds with the bread of God's word, then fed their spirits with the bread he broke. His living presence rekindled their faith and prepared their hearts to take the road as his witnesses. He offers us the same gift every time we come to confess our sins before God and one another. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant, given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Thanks be to God. Amen. May God be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to Christ.
Let us give thanks to our Redeemer.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We remember Jesus in the garden, appearing to Mary and calling her by name. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Help us to remember that you know each of us intimately.
and that you call us by name. We remember Jesus appearing to the disciples and saying, "Peace be with you. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Grant us your peace." We remember Jesus appearing to Thomas and saying, "Do not doubt, but believe. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Help us to rise above our doubts and fears and to trust completely in your name." We remember Jesus walking on the road to Emmaus, talking with his followers. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Open to us the scripture and help us to know your truth. We remember Jesus sharing breakfast on the beach with his companions. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Be to us the bread of life. We remember Jesus commanding his disciples to tell the good news to all people and to baptize in his name. Come, risen Christ.
Come, risen Christ.
Help us to be your witnesses in the world. Hear us as we praise your name together. Holy, holy, holy one, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Savior. Hosanna in the highest. We remember Christ sharing the bread and the wine with his disciples on the night of Judas' betrayal. Today we share the bread and wine in remembrance of his death and resurrection. We pray, O God of new life, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit here on us and upon these elements, making them be for us the new covenant in Christ. Bless them and us as we offer ourselves to you in thanksgiving for your sacrifice on our behalf. All praise and glory to you, O God. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus said at the Last Supper, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink from it, all of you, and remember me. Draw near to the table together, rejoicing in the resurrection of our Savior, and praying that once again Christ will open eyes and hearts as he breaks the bread.
Me like he'd been there all along, not a stranger but a father who can sense when something's wrong. And he answered all my questions, and he understood my fears. that somehow vanished now that he was near. Can't you see who walks with you? Can't you hear who speaks your name? Can't you feel something stirring? I couldn't bear for him to leave me, so I begged him, oh, please to stay. Spend the evening, a few moments, before he went his way. Then like a host, he stood and blessed me, broke the bread and poured the wine. Then I knew there was something there I recognized. Yes, I can see who walks with me. I can hear who speaks my name. I can feel something stirring. Like a once familiar strain, and I know I'll never be the same. I can see, and from that moment in time, I felt the emptiness subside. I can see who walks with me. I can hear who speaks my name. I can feel something stirring in my heart. How his words still ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. And I know I'll never be the same. I can see. Let's all sing together. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows, whatever my lot,
raising my Savior all the day.
Please join me in prayer. Our Savior, help me not to fear the road that leads to your most perfect pleasure. May the road rise up to meet me, that you may walk that road with me. I mind no journey kept by two, if one of them is you. Emmaus is a pleasure where our hearts burn in the way. Amen.
Never stop going out from Christ's table, out from peace and stillness, out into noise and discomfort, out to tears and laughter. Given here as a treasure between our hands and in our hearts, and we'll share it again. Come. Never stop coming back to Christ's table. Never come with empty hands. Bring with you the cry that is pressing behind your lips. Bring with you the hunger that is never filled, the fight that is not yet won. Bring with you the one who has always been at your side without you knowing it. Here is the meeting place in the light of the face of God, and the place that sends us again for the rubber meets the road.